That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Oh, well, let's see. It's a little bit past 7. I believe that it's time for news, and I will believe anything. And so here now is Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Hey, and it's all true, just some of it's truer than others. There are 7 major fires running in California right now. A couple of them in the Los Angeles area are really big and really out of control and really aren't going to get controlled. All they're going to do is burn themselves out. The defense of the million-dollar homes up on the top of the ridges above the Bushveld Canyons is the real priority down there. So far, they're holding their own. Up outside of Sacramento, up in Auburn, actually, one of those developments up in there someplace has just lost a cul-de-sac with 35 or 40 homes in it this morning. There is a nasty little fire going there. There's one down in Yosemite. The rest of Northern California, keep your fingers crossed, folks. The Gilroy fire, by the way, was out there in the grasslands and did not do a lot of damage and appears to be fully contained. On the other hand, Afghanistan, the latest has us at 300, I believe, maybe 301 Americans have died this year in Afghanistan's war. The results of our wonderful experiment in democracy, 35% of the votes are in that Afghan election. Karzai is running 46% ahead of Abdullah at 32%. Which doesn't mean a thing. They have over 7,000 complaints of fraud and election stacking and everything else, of which 600 or 700 are considered to be fully serious and could affect the outcome of the election, which essentially means that no matter what is certified eventually, fully two-thirds of the people in Afghanistan ain't buying it. So as far as the legitimacy of our governments over there, forget it. Meanwhile, the Taliban have hit a top terrorist, the head of the anti-terrorist armed forces police coordinated effort in Afghanistan, really tight with our commanders. Got him on his way home from the office, and that puts a real kink in things in Kabul once again. Japan just had what passes for a revolution. For the first time, actually there was a one-year period back in the 70s, I believe. But other than that, the Liberal Democrat Party has ruled in Japan ever since 1955. Which is about when they started doing their own ruling over there, as I recall. They just lost it. They lost it big time. Something like 280 of the 350 seats or something, owing to the opposition, which is interesting because most of the opposition are people who were in the ruling party and bailed out because of economics. Primarily, there is a big economic push in Japan. They are suffering from, as are most of the Western developed world, a serious kink in their economic planning. Big time space adventure this morning, man. The International Space Station and Discovery getting set to match up. Turns out that the little mini thrusters that give the fine tuning to maneuvering up there are leaking, so they had to shut them down, which meant that they had to make the docking maneuver using the large heavyweight thrusters, which if you make a mistake, you do a little more than bend fenders up there. They managed to pull it off. They are linked, and currently all hands and both units are unloading freight of every nature as fast as they can. That's one of the big things in there is the shuttle becomes almost uninhabitable until they get all of the gear that's been stowed out of there. Anyway, another successful run so far, including the installation of the Stephen Colbert Honorable Treadmill. The Dalai Lama I love it. He pushes things to the edge where anybody else in the world would be engaged in a fight. And then he cools it. We'll see if he can pull it off again. He's on his way to Taiwan, which some of us still think of as Formosa, the humanitarian aid mission to the victims of a major typhoon that went through there about 3 weeks ago, 700 or so people killed, and the Buddhists are observing a charitable move on the part of the Dalai Lama, who is welcome there, but the Chinese object because that both raises the issue of Tibet in the minds of the people of Taiwan and elsewhere in the world, but also the issue of Taiwan and the people of Taiwan and the rest of the world. Whole thing a little bit of an embarrassment and could be a little bit of a diplomatic furor over there in Asia. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on a Pig on a Radio. On Is It Really Monday? Stay tuned.